to you live from Pittsburgh, PA, and it's Soul Take Champions Live. We're here with Brian Bullard, longtime Mr. Everything, and Coach Karen Hall. We just took a sidebar there to talk about what's going on in the world, aside from sports. But I did want to come back for just a moment and offer that there's another, obviously this NCAA basketball scandal, if you will, is going on, and more heads are going to roll. It's even been suggested that Coach K might be getting a call. That's as high up the ladder as you can possibly get. So everything is alleged right now. Sean Miller says he will be found innocent, and he looks forward to that opportunity. But right now, I know he's missed one game as a coach, and he may be missing others. And, of course, March Madness is right upon us, and it throws a lot of wrinkles. As a matter of fact, as I move towards wrapping up our segment with conversation about Pitt and Duquesne, the coach at Pitt, Kevin Stallings, name was thrown into the hat as well. And Coach Stallings' response to whoever suggested a particular person that he may have had dealings with, Coach Stallings' response was, "I wouldn't know the guy if he walked in the room right now." So having said that, Coach Hall, there's several things going on at Pitt, and neither of them are good. Pitt men's basketball program is 0-9,000 in the ACC, and the women's program under Olympian and Hall of Famer Susie McConnell is struggling. So your response about both teams.
All right, so here's my response about Coach Stallings. So this is year two, okay? So if you know anything about coming in as a new coach taking over a team, he took over a team of seniors. There's two rationales on coming in as a new coach with a team full of seniors. One, they're either going to buy in and you're going to have a good group to kind of get your system started, or two, they're going to nail you to the wall. And unfortunately for him, he had a group of seniors who did not buy into a system. He had a senior who played for him 2 years prior to Coach Stallings coming. That relationship was not well. It obviously started well with Coach Stallings here, and it went north, south, east, and west. So year one was horrible. So he basically loses his whole team. He recruits a new team for year two, and he really has to put in his entire system. He has to create his culture. They have to get used to his coaching style. So the way I look at his situation is he needs time. Yeah, they're 0-85, and you know, his last game really didn't help him. Producing 7 points in a half, that just did not help
in
him.
In your life.
Yeah, that did not help
level.
Him.
In your life, yeah. At any level. We've all seen a lot of basketball.
Yes.
I've never seen that. I've never seen I was sitting in media row, and I said to the guy sitting next to me that they'll struggle to make 25 points in the first half, but I certainly thought they would make 25 points in the first half, but 7 points in the first half on any level, that's just and I would bet you this, and I could be wrong. You take those same 10 guys, both five starters from both teams, and put them in a YMCA gym, and the games are 10-7, 10-8. You know,
right, but it's not structured.
Yeah, I'm saying so the talent level can't be that extremely.
Right.
I mean, Virginia's a better team to be sure, but you put those same 10 guys in a gym and say play ball, ain't nobody getting beat 10-0 like that.
So
can I ask a question real quick? I only watched one Pitt men's basketball game. That was the game I guess they should have won. What's it?
Wake Forest.
No, it was last month. It was last month. They were up like.
Oh, they were up on somebody. I can't recall. Go ahead. Yeah.
And my thing is, who said if you keep doing the same thing and expect different results, what is that?
You're insane.
Okay, well, they were up and they're shooting threes.
Okay.
And they're not working clock. Now, I'm not, you know, nowhere a coach or anything.
You know, I
watch. I watch and I said, I know you say, you know, give the guy time. Well, YMCA coaches know that. That, dude, slow the game down. You're winning. you're winning. All right, they're running down, throwing up threes, and the other team's coming down. They're making their shots.
Are you offering that he deserves to have two more years?
I am offering he deserves another year.
Because if you give him another year, but here's the point, and others have raised it. If you give him another year, you almost have to give him two because he's bringing in new recruits.
No, not at the collegiate level because they could get rid of him right now. So, yes, head coaches on men's and women's Division I level, of course, sign contracts, right? However, if things are not going well at all, which in this case is really not, that's... You could, your contract could be, but you'll get paid on your way out.
Absolutely.
So that's always an option. But I look at it twofold. One, he came in, had a group of seniors who just killed him, nailed him to the wall. Then he has to recruit an entirely new team. So it's basically 2 years of two new teams. I offer, and I'm on, as a former head coach, I'm thinking, you know what, he needs another year. Now, Heather, like, when I look at the women's basketball program, now you're looking at 5 years of the same coach, which means you now have at least three years of your players. So when the results are not matching the resources that you're given, the type of university, the conference that you're in, you know, so changes need to happen. You eliminated one of your assistant coaches, and in some games, you weren't really competing. So you had your best player a year ago leave your program. You know, a lot of things not in favor for that women's basketball program. I'm not the athletic director, but I am a former coach, understanding how when things are not going well and you've been given time at an institution that has resources in the conference, you know, there's conversations, crucial conversations that need to be had.
Well, I have a little bit of a different take on that, in that, you know, I was there, and I go to every press conference. I've been at every home game for the last 2 years, and I go to every press conference after the game. And to his, I'll preface this by saying, to his credit, he did not do what I'm about to say he did last year, this year. But last year, he was throwing players under the bus, and he was offering that pretty much everything going wrong was the players' fault, and he and the coaches took no responsibility for accountability for what was going wrong. And last year he had a pretty good team. He had a Jamie Willard left team, so it wasn't a bad team. I disagree with those who suggested that those players quit on him. I think that it was a serious clash, much like the one he had at Vanderbilt with one of the players that was here who left there to come here because of that. And I think that now this year he improved that method of operation, but you also have to understand that he brought these people in. He brought these players in. I mean, slim pickings as it was when he was out recruiting. Now your top player leaves and goes to North Carolina and is averaging double figures. There's a lot that has to be said about the responsibility on the coach's level. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a good guy. Most coaches credit him with having a good basketball mind. But apparently, there's a major disconnect between him, players, and end result. So my guess is going to be not so much because of who he is and how he's performed, but more because there's no butts in the seats. They're going to have to let him go. I think the bottom line is going to be the determining factor. And the last three home games, there were more people in this room that were at the Pitt basketball game. We're going to take one more break and come back and wrap all this up with – okay, we're not going to take a break and come back and wrap this up. So we want to take this opportunity to thank Brian Buller for being here on behalf of the state police, the FBI, the skating team, the volleyball team, the music people, all that. We want to appreciate that. And we want to thank Coach Karen Hall for coming in and bringing us all that good wisdom. And we'll be back for hour two momentarily.
Make Urban Media Today Radio your only source for that feel-good music. Log on to urbanmediatoday.com and listen live or Tune in to Live 365 or the TuneIn Radio apps, which you can download for free. For morning inspiration with the Church Flow, weekdays from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And throughout your work week, it's the Flashback, Urban Hang Suite, and a little something for the 90s babies. Take us with you for the car ride home or to work with DJ Sergey Boogie and the Traffic Jam, mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and in the afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. Tune in weekdays with Trevin A. Jones for the HBCU Sports Report. Also Saturdays, join in on the conversation, Urban Media Today Talk Sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. And how can you go throughout the day without any gossip? Tune in to the E! Report with yours truly, Kiki Brown. Get your money right with Mary Jo Lincoln and RSG Accounting Services with Money and More weekdays and only on Urban Media Today Radio. We have specialty programming as well. On Sundays at 5 p.m., it's the Sunday Night Flashback with TJ. Oh yeah, and we can't forget about the Unwind, right? After all the hustle and bustle with work and the kids, it's time to settle down and enjoy the nightcap. It's simply for lovers and for music lovers with the best in old school R&B and slow jams. This is just the beginning. Urban Media Today Radio is exactly what you need 24/7 online at urbanmediatoday.com by downloading the Live 365 or TuneIn Radio apps. What are you waiting for? Download and enjoy today. It's Urban Media Today Radio.